When we moved to Moss Bank, I was 12. Mother would sometimes stop us all from playing and send us over to see her mother, who lived in a little house on the south side of town. We never really knew what to say to her, or her to us, and never really, until now, thought about whose shyness may have set that pace. She was a nice enough lady, and she gave us cookies, and she had diabetes and a leg that wasn't there anymore. She may have had grand stories to tell us about her family and childhood in England and in Ontario, and her brother lost at sea, and the tough times and the good times in the West, and our grandfather whom we'd never met. What was he like? Were we like him? Would we want to be? These things would have been a leap into total honesty. It was a leap we never took. We spent the afternoons in leaps more comfortable to us all. Small colored marbles over small colored marbles in the inscrutability of Chinese checkers.